Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, the G.C. Foster College commissions new running track into operation. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. G.C. Foster College, the home of world-class coaches, is now utilizing a state-of-the-art synthetic running track to train its students. The new facility was commissioned into service earlier this month, following several months of renovation works. Renovation was undertaken at a cost of approximately $171 million by German manufacturer BSW Regupol, funded by the Sports Development Foundation. Of particular significance for the school is the fact that the new track now boasts global certification from the International Association of Athletics Federations, IAAF, having met all technical requirements and stipulations. This designation enables the college to stage IAAF-sanctioned international track and field meets. Principal Dr. Joyce Graham Royal is especially pleased with the new facility and what it means for staff and students.
Our track team and our coaches are especially happy that they can get some extra sleep now because they no longer have to wake up from 3:30, 4 o'clock in the mornings to travel to the stadium to train.
The previous track had far exceeded its lifespan and had been closed after being declared unusable. Dr. Royal is hopeful that the introduction of the new track will be the catalyst for a series of infrastructure upgrades at the school. The renovation of the college's pool is the next targeted development and is expected to be completed by next September.
With the provision of this new track, we can move full speed ahead to continue honing the many athletes we have in our G.C. Foster family. We have started the process of developing a field events area, which will further facilitate national development in this area. Steps are being taken to establish a research and evaluation laboratory funded by the Universal Service Fund. This we consider to be a timely and significant rung in our climb to fulfill our charge to achieve university status.
Speaking on behalf of the Ministry of Education at the official opening ceremony for the track, Senior Advisor Dr. Franklin Johnson urged G.C. Foster to make the best use of the track in producing the high-quality coaches and instructors it is known for.
We also need to continue the production of good coaches who can guide students in the way that their strengths will fit them for. And therefore, when I see this facility and all the talent that is here, using proper nutritional practices and using the skills of the teachers and the coaches that have been produced by G.C. Foster, I believe the future of Jamaican athletics is bright.
Speaking on behalf of Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley said the government has plans to pair G.C. Foster College with other sporting facilities to further boost Jamaica's sports tourism product.
The G.C. Foster College, the Sligoville Stadium, and the Trelawney Multipurpose Stadium will be important parts of this focus to market the sport component of Brand Jamaica as we move to attract sportspersons to Jamaica for training, especially during their winter seasons.
She also urged the students to take good care of the facility and to ensure that Jamaica can continue to produce outstanding track and field talents.
Both Asafo Powell and Usain Bolt ran here before they became global megastars. I encourage every trainer, every coach, every athlete, every student to treat this track with respect as it deserves. If you take care of the track will take good care of you.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.